Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
High noon here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It is a Halloween episode. We're all dressed up. We're all Bill Belichick's. We were just doing our top five Friday of our top five birds.
Top five birds.
Keith, this is one. Barry and Ipswich is waiting very patiently. This is one we got a lot of texts
about. Oh, this is good.
We're kicking ourselves on. Barry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you guys missed Lynn Swan. I think that's a pretty famous bird name.
Definitely.
That's on us. Lynn Swan.
We screw up. That's a Hall of Famer right there, yep. Lynn Swan.
Yeah.
Can I pass something along here?
Oh.
This is actually too good.
Yeah.
So thanks to Duncan on Instagram. You can find me there at Rich Keefe, WEEI. He sent me there. He found a tweet that somebody put together the all bird team versus the all fish team.
Okay,
so if they played each other, who would win?
Oh, so this is all just baseball.
Just baseball, birds, and fish.
Okay, good to know. Who would win?
Which team do you want first?
Yep.
Which team do you want first?
Oh, just...
Do you want to hear the Cardinal or the birds
or
the
fish?
Let
me hear who's on it before I tell you, yeah.
No, which team do you want me to say first?
Oh, I thought you were saying which team...
Am I not speaking English?
I thought you were saying which team do I want, meaning who would I
first,
pick?
First. I can't say them at the same time.
Birds.
All right, the all-bird team
just
has...
Read one. I don't know. Yeah, just read one.
Pete Crow Armstrong... Hawk Harrelson.
Yep.
Jose Cardinal. Yount.
Brian Cardinal was in the Twitch chat. That was a good one, too. Robin Yount.
Robin
good
Yount's one. Good. Yep. Chicken Wolf at third base. I guess he's an old player.
Okay. Chicken Wolf.
Taylor Featherstone. Tom Parrott. Birdie Tebbets. And Pete Falcon.
Uh-huh.
And you're probably wondering who the DH is. Well, I'll tell you, the DH is actually for both teams. Marlon Byrd. Well done.
Marlon Byrd is on both these teams. Okay, who else
but
is on the fish team?
The fish team has Mike Trout, Tim Salmon, Kevin Bass, Mike Karp, Benji Gill, Bobby Sturgeon, Lip Pike, Steve Lake, and Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, I think you got to go.
Oh, fish all day.
Fish
crush the birds there.
I think you have to.
But anyway,
I thought this was all sports. I assume Larry and Sue would be on the bird team. No, this is just baseball.
Oh, well, the basketball team, as you mentioned, Brian Cardinal as well.
Yep.
He'd be on there.
Kendall Gill would be on the fish team. I heard a Gill in baseball. Kendall Gill. On the fish team, of course. Yeah,
I like it. That's a good game right there.
Not bad. Okay, top fives are up at Jones and Keefe. Top five birds. Top five Halloween candies. Feel free to discuss there. We got the weekend review at 12:45. We started the show talking Bruins. The win last night, Keefe, does have me at least putting on pause a little bit. I know you're not there. The hashtag gagging for Gavin movement.
Yeah, I'm still there.
They've won 3 out of 4. They started the year winning 3 in a row. Sandwich in the middle, it was really bad. 6 straight losses. I don't believe in the roster. I've never really believed in the roster, but they have seemed to respond to Marco Sturm to a degree. I'm very critical of Sturm. I said, what does he do? What has he done? He stands there on the bench. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk to anyone, interact with anyone. For the most part, he feels like he has no plan. But the last couple of games, Lauri, healthy scratch, and they've won. He went away from Jeremy Swayman. This is after talking about not getting any buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
Went away from Swayman. He's gone to Corpy the last 2 games. Not that he's been great, but it was, what, 33 and 37 saves, I think, the last two games?
They've put a lot of shots on him.
And they've won. So, yeah, I give him credit for doing something these last couple of games. That's pretty early to be drastically making moves like this and pulling levers like this. But it makes me wonder if a full-on tank is necessary. All you got to do is get in that sport. Teams, I mean, so many teams get in, and it's hard with the 1- and 2-point system to really fully get eliminated. So, at least tanking for me is on pause. But their last two wins were the Islanders and the Sabres, which is why I think you're still with the movement.
Well, so that's exactly it. On the one hand, I will give Marco Sturm a lot of credit. We've been kind of clowning on him for a lot of his like press conferences, the way he looks during games, but early on in the season, he was calling out the team, at least publicly a little bit. And then the next thing you know, Lowry sits for two games. They win those two games. He also saw Korpisalo, at least the team playing well with him. You know, he played well. I wouldn't say like amazing, but played well enough, and they won. And he's like, I'm going to stick with this guy. Like, the much easier thing to do as a first-year coach would be like, well, I got to kind of baby Swayman, right? Because we know how that can go.
100%.
And
we just good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
But he does know what's going on. He knows to ride the hot hand with Corpy, so he's doing that. And then sitting Lowry. Those are two good decisions so far from him. But I guess my fear now is they might be that caught in the middle where, like, they're not a bottom five team, but I still don't think they're a playoff team. These two wins were against two teams. The Islanders are the worst team in the East, and the Sabres are below the Bruins. They're not. I think they're dead last or tied for dead last in the division. And it's early, so the teams are kind of like grouped together a bit. But I don't know. I mean, you could point to the Avalanche win and say, hey, they did beat the Avalanche. So like that's got to carry some weight, and that's fine. But you just look up and down the roster, you're like, Pasternak is great. Geeky can score goals.
I mean, Geeky scored again last night.
Oh, Geeky's going to score 50, according to Pasternak. He might be right.
That is what which I mocked, but I'll tell you, he might be right.
Yeah.
The way he's going.
So, I mean, no, that's promising.
He's certainly going to score his 30-plus again, which I didn't think he would repeat. He's definitely doing that.
But that's the other thing. It's like, all right, he did score 30-plus last year on a garbage team, and Pasternak had an awesome season on a garbage team. If the goaltending's not a lot better, and if the defense might be the thing that stands out the most. You're like, I thought they were going to win games maybe 2-1, 3-2, and not because, like, that's what they want to do, but just based off of, like, their personnel and being like, all right, they only have a couple of players that can score up front, and their defense, like, there's some investment there, and they should be good, and the goalies should be good. I don't know. That's been a mess. They're giving up a bunch of shots. They've obviously given up a ton of goals. So, yeah, they've won two in a row. They've won 3 out of 4. So that's good for them because they obviously, as much as I'm talking about, like, Gavin McKenna, that's not on their radar. That's not what any of the players or Marco Sturm is thinking about.
It might be with Sweeney and Neely and ownership, the way they treated this offseason.
True.
Might be on their radar, but I agree. Not the players and not Marco Sturm.
But I feel like this, I don't know, we'll see. Is this just going to be like, they won their first 3 games of the season.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, maybe we're not getting enough credit.
Maybe they are kind of good.
And then they lost 6 straight games in regulation. They didn't get a point for 6 straight games.
And 7 out of 8.
So maybe they're just going to be one of these type of teams that, like, wins 3, loses 4, wins 3 out of 4, loses 4 out of 6, like something like that.
Well, you make the point about being stuck in the middle. So there's two ways to look at the Bruins. Right now, they're 2 points out of a playoff spot. Okay? I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're 2 points back of Washington for the second wild card. However, the Bruins have played 13 games, which is more than any team in the East, and I'm checking for the entire NHL. Has anyone else played 13? I don't think anybody else in the sport has played 13 unless I'm missing one.
Yeah, why have they played so many games?
I don't know.
They're loaded. So, yeah, and I know where you're going with this. So, basically, without even playing another game, they could be in last place.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just right now, the Panthers, Sabres, and Leafs have fewer points, but they've all played 2 less games. So, like, in a blink of an eye,
the Islanders have played 3 fewer games. They're only 3 points back.
Yeah.
And the Bruins just beat them head-to-head.
Right.
But
so it's hard to.
The Bruins easily, when the games level out and their games out of hand catch up to them, they could easily be last place. However, they're only a couple of games out of a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about being stuck in the middle where they're not a playoff team, but they might not be bad enough to gag for Gavin.
No. Well, you need like
two. Maybe that's a problem.
It's always like it'll be the end of next month where you'll look at it and be like, all right, that's when the standings start to take shape. And every once in a while there's a story about a team out of nowhere goes on a heater or a team has an absolute collapse. But barring like a heater or a collapse, one more month, whatever that is, however many games that would put him at, 30 games or so. I think it's even before the halfway point. You can usually look at the standings and be like, this might kind of be it. Like with the loser points and everything else, it's hard to gain a lot of ground in the NHL.
So how much of a goalie controversy is there right now? Let's listen to this exchange last night after the game from Marco Sturm. And does he give away which way he's leaning in net for Saturday?
Corpy again. Here in the start, I thought that's why we went back to him or with him. And he showed it again today. Very, very, very good.
Would you consider going with a hot hand here and playing him for 3, 4, 5 in a row?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I gotta sleep and make my decision tomorrow. But start of the season, I would say no, just because we have so many games coming up and we have actually the luxury to have two really, really good goaltenders. So I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Needs another sleep.
I don't know.
He's not sure yet. You're taking that at face value? Because I'm not.
Well, I'm taking that as he's like early in the season, no, but we do have two good goalies. So I feel like by bringing up the fact that you have two good goalies leads me to think that he might go back to Swayman, even though they don't have any back-to-backs coming up. I want him to go with Korpisalo, but I have a hard time reading that.
No, we both think he should stick with Korpisalo, who has not been great, but
they're winning.
They're winning, and he's making saves for the most part you got to make, which is cliche. Like, they were down early in the Islanders game, 2-0 before he could blink. Didn't give up any more. Bruins win that one going away. Last night, they're up 3-1. I wouldn't say it was lights out, but 37 saves. They're going to pack it in. They're going to be outshot every single night, so you got to stop what you can see and what you're capable of stopping as long as you're not screened on some of these goals. And, yeah, I'd keep rolling with him, too. So we both think that's what he should do. I think from listening to him, it's what he's going to do. I think he didn't want, my personal opinion, I don't think he wanted to announce through the media that he's going away from Jeremy Swayman and sticking with Korpisalo. And I think with most athletes, managers, coaches don't want to announce that through the media. They want to talk to their players first. I think that's in a vacuum how most of them want to handle it. Specifically with this guy, little hurt feelings, Jeremy Swayman.
Or you got to be real careful.
You got to sit down with him and deliver the message directly to him and ask how he feels about it. Maybe even let him sleep on it. Like, give him all the personal.
You got to convince him it was his idea.
You need to give him his safe room and let him, like, do what he needs to do. His safe space and do what he needs to do. So yeah. I think especially with him, you got to really be careful with how you deliver the message and how he's going to receive the message. I don't think he wanted to announce it right then and there. I think Corpy will be starting on Saturday against Carolina, and we both agree that's the right move.
And if he does start tomorrow, then it'd be 7 games for Swayman, 7 games for Korpisalo.
It'd be three straight for Corpy.
It would be, yeah, well, right, which is tipping the scales, because early on you're like, all right, no back-to-back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But it's Swayman. Like, it's Swayman's team. The whole thing, remember when Sweeney talked about breaking up the Swayman Olmark love fest? I mean, it had to do with money, but he was like, both goaltenders, as much as they love each other, said they want to play 55 games.
Yeah.
Last year, I think Swayman was right around that number. This year, and Korpisalo, I think, remember, he even made little comments.
He's like, I want to play more.
Yeah. Well, and he played okay, and so he wanted to play a little bit more. And so now if it's 50-50, that's kind of a surprise. And then Cam and Don can't be thrilled about the contract they ended up having to give Swayman if he's a 50-50 goalie.
No, I'm sure they're not thrilled about it, but do you want to win games or you
want
to win games?
Yeah, you want to win.
And so is there a risk of losing Swayman? Sure, you might lose him. You may have already lost him. Like, you might not be risking losing anything else. He might already be gone. Here's the numbers. They've been no different. Swayman's 345 goals against, Korpisalo's 349. Save percentage, 886 for Swayman, Korpisalo, 882.
So Olmark, really bad too, by the way, if they kept him around. 326 goals against with an 863 save percentage.
So look, I mean, that probably speaks to the team that's in front of them. The defense in front of these guys is really bad, even when you sit down minus Lauri. But there's been no difference in play. I guess Swayman statistically has been slightly better, but he should be way better based on the way he's played. And the team the last couple of games has been hot. Maybe you can galvanize a little bit around Korpisalo. So, yeah, I think those numbers would tell you what you should do. And I think that's what they'll do. And I doubt he needed the extra sleep. I think that was about delivering the message to Swayman in his safe space. 617-779-7937. You can talk Bruins if you'd like to. I also want to get to Patriots and Falcons on Sunday. It is a Patriots Friday, after all. We'll talk to Mike and Wenu in the 1 o'clock hour. I've neglected to mention, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
The keys are back. Keys, keys at 1 o'clock to Pats and Falcons. We also have the Week in Review on the way about a half hour from now at 12:45. And a reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Do you think the Falcons are going to be a problem in any way for the Patriots?
So I don't. And like, so looking through the seven games that the Falcons have played, they are a tough team to figure out because they actually had more yards in the Carolina game. And it was like one of these statistical anomalies where it's never happened in league history where Team X has outgained Team Y by so many yards and then still lost. And they lost 30-0. Like, it was a weird game. They beat J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, who I think stinks. They beat Marcus Mariota and the Commanders, but then they also beat Josh Allen and the Bills. So for like, hey, the Patriots' best win is the Bills.
If we're going to crow about it,
we have to say that.
You got
to
give it to them. Yep.
Now, they also got blown out by the Panthers. In the last 2 weeks, they've looked terrible. They've only scored 20 total points. They got smoked by the Dolphins, which if you watched the Dolphins last night, or if you watched the Dolphins just fired their GM.
Yep.
So, like, the Dolphins are
somehow they haven't
mess.
Fired that coach yet, but they're sticking the by
coach. The coach and the quarterback roll on.
They mutually parted ways, yeah, Keith.
Of course
the
they did.
Dolphins.
That happens all the time, the old mutually parting of the ways.
Chris Greer, yeah.
I think they have some good players. Like, every week we ask the question, like, what player off the other team would you want? Some weeks it's like, I don't want any of these guys. Like, some of the bad teams they face. That's not the case with them.
No, the Falcons have talent.
They have a handful of guys that you would want. Like, yeah, they got a good offensive lineman. They got a good wide receiver. They got a good running back. They got a good corner. They got a good safety. Their quarterback or quarterbacks aren't very good. I don't love their head coach. They're a bad road team. So long story short, no. Like, I think I like the Patriots in this game, but it's one of these things. Eventually, we're going to be too overconfident in a Patriots game, and they're going to lose it, and we're going to scratch our heads and say what the hell happened. But they're playing too well right now. Drake May specifically is playing too well right now. I think what Atlanta's going to want to do is like run it with Bijan Robinson, which the Patriots can snuff right out. And I don't know how else the Falcons score a lot of points. So they've done a really good job, the Patriots have, after the Bills game, of taking these like lesser opponents, but not playing down to the competition at all.
Outside of the opening possession.
First possession on defense, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they give up a Falcons touchdown, but then they might lock it down the rest of the game. Like, it's weird. We wonder if that is going to come back to bite them. But I don't think Atlanta's the kind of team that it would do that to. If they give up an opening drive touchdown against Tampa or against Lamar in a few weeks or Josh Allen when they play him next, maybe. But that's probably something that, honestly, they can get away with them on Sunday.
Well, and I think the Falcons' skill position players, like, they have two great players. I think Drake London and Bijan, great players. And they're going to be matchup nightmares for a lot of teams. I'm not sure that's necessarily the case with the Pats. I think it's a lot of Gonzo, and not that he's followed receivers around as much this year as he has in the past, but I think you're going to get a lot of Christian Gonzalez on Drake London. And certainly when he's on that matchup, I think that's probably a win for the Pats, as good as London is. And nobody runs on the Patriots. Nobody. Since 1950, through eight games, nobody else has allowed fewer rushing yards to individual running backs. No running back has broken 50 yards in the first eight games. So they're great at limiting that. Maybe Bijan hurts you in the passing game. Maybe he's not going to do it in the run game. And I think that's this week's Verizon matchup, brought to you by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. The other thing, and I can already hear people doing this. They did it earlier when we talked about it. How are you going to say the Falcons haven't beaten anybody? They beat the Bills. It's like the Patriots beat the Bills. The Patriots have played nobody. They've beaten nobody, et cetera, et cetera. Well, just in a vacuum, what's better? The Patriots going into Buffalo or Atlanta beating Buffalo at home?
Yeah, obviously Sunday Night Football in Buffalo is more challenging.
So, look, they're both primetime. It was a Monday night game when the Falcons won, but the Patriots went into Buffalo. The Falcons beat Buffalo at home. So just if we're looking at it equally, I'd already give the Patriots more credit for that one win. And you highlighted some of this earlier today, Keith. Oh, well, the Patriots beat no one. They played no one. Well, there's two other common opponents on the schedule. The Falcons lost to Carolina 30-0.
Yeah.
And they lost to Miami 34-10. Those are teams the Patriots beat. Now, the Patriots blew out the Panthers. They barely beat Miami way back in week two.
Right.
But they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta's lost to both these teams. So I thought Cleveland had some of the makings of a trap game. I thought New Orleans had some of the makings of a trap game. I didn't feel that way about Tennessee, and I don't feel that way about this one. Look, Atlanta's better than Tennessee. I guess I get more of a shot than the Titans, but I don't really see how the Patriots trip up against this team unless they're just completely looking ahead to that Bucs showdown next week. Looking at the two teams matched up, I don't really see how Atlanta gets it done. Even their best players, I don't think, are good matchups for the Pats defense.
Yeah, and the Falcons defense, a few weeks ago, we were looking at and saying, oh, there's a stretch of good defenses that they're going to face. I don't know. I feel like that's come down the last few weeks.
They had been a good defense until they ran into Miami last week, and Tua shredded them.
Tua.
And we saw what Tua did last night against Baltimore, which has been a bad defense.
Yeah, so that is kind of, you know, I think they were up and down. Each week when we were looking at, you know, looking ahead, that Falcons game kind of changed. We're like, oh, maybe that'll be tough. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it won't be. And now it's two straight games where it doesn't look like it's going to be that crazy. Mac Jones didn't light him up, but Mac Jones also beat him in that San Francisco game.
That was a lot of McCaffrey, but
it was mostly McCaffrey, but I'm saying he was the quarterback.
Niners won that game. That's true. No, so the Falcons have come back to earth, and they had been a much better home team than they had been away. That was leading into the Dolphins game, but you can kind of see that in some of their wins, certainly in domes anyway. They won at Minnesota. They had mostly been better at home, though, even playing the Bucs tough week one. So I don't believe in the Falcons. Is this a dangerous game in any way? I know some people out there believe it is, including one man who covers the Patriots. We'll hear that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937, plus more hype for Drake May, this time from the opponent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex lotion tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex lotion tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.